بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام فضيلة الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نام اللہ فیوزم. The title is مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. 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 غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے. سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے. ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے. لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے. کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے. کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے. کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے. تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پہ میر. اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پہ میر. اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے. اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو
سر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے، غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے، دست بکشا جانب زنبیل ماں، دست بکشا جانب زنبیل ماں، میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے، میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے، اختر خستا و دور افتاد کو، اختر خستا و دور افتاد کو، ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے، ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے، غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے، لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے، لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے، کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے، کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے، غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے۔
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین، صدق اللہ العظیم۔ ماشاءاللہ، we are coming out of the قبرستان، ماشاءاللہ the مجلس is becoming lively انشاءاللہ۔ Yusuf, you understand Urdu? MashaAllah, Yusuf also joins in so well. MashaAllah, that is the spirit that when we should take the enjoyment of it, and it should show, keep the respect of the masjid also in its place, but that is very, very necessary, that that enjoyment we must express it also. And MashaAllah, by Ijaz, how many years he's trying, he was just all the time in the Qabristan. Now, mashallah, he's getting the people out of the Qabristan, mashallah. Allah give us the reality of this, inshallah. And Hazrat's each ash'ar, Allahu Akbar, what Hazrat has put in there, Allah's, this shows clearly Allah's great help. And especially that Hazrat says himself that middle of the night he used to get up and his pen should just move. And he should write this ashar. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. I need a support in my life. Everyone, especially we need, you know, when a person needs a life support when he's in hospital, how it supports him. For your whole life also you need a support. We need oxygen. If we don't have oxygen, we'll die. Blood has to flow in the body. Any part of the body, blood does not reach, that part of the body becomes dead. We need that all the time. We need food. We need water. We need all these things. This is all physical and mundane things. But the more greater thing that we need, what is that? The Hazrat is explaining that I need that support in my life. And if a person has got that support, then difficult times can come in his life. Like a death in the family, big losses, health problem. But if you got that support, you'll go through it very comfortably. And also, very dangerous conditions that come, conditions of joy. That a person can start boasting, becoming arrogant, proudful, that's even more dangerous. So if he has the love of Allah, he'll go through that also comfortably and safely. No arrogance will come. لَكَيْلَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ. You won't, whenever any losses come, you won't go in a depression. You won't want to commit suicide. جَبْ كُوِ نَعْمَتْ آئَي تُو اِتْرَائِ نَي. And when some ni'mat comes, you don't boast. Or جَبْ كُوِ مُسِيبَتْ آئَي. And when some musibat, difficulty comes, then you don't go in a depression. So if you have that love of Allah, you will go through all this. Also, if you have that love of Allah, obedience of Allah will also become easy. Ilm, knowledge is such a thing that saves a person from lot of gunas. When you know what is wrong, what is right, like if it is dark and there is something lying, you can't make out what it is, maybe a snake, maybe a stick. If it's a snake and you go and pick it up, you'll harm yourself. But if light comes, knowledge is light. Now you can see there is a snake, then you'll save yourself. So knowledge will help a person. Knowledge goes a long way to help a person. But there is a limit to it. There are so many people we know who know namaz is faras. We don't make namaz. So many people who know looking at ghair mahram woman is haram. Still we look. So knowledge don't help them. It goes to a certain way. Taqwa helps a person. Now, taqwa. Taqwa also goes to a certain limit. And then when that fire of passion overtakes a person, then the only thing that saves a person now is the love of Allah. And if a person has, like for example, if the lights go away, and when they come back, then they come with a surge. The power comes, and that is, if you haven't got a control on it, or the municipality hasn't put a control, your fridge will blow up, all your computers, everything, when the power comes back with a big surge. So when that surge of desire comes into a person, then it is the love of Allah that will protect a person from sin. And this has to be built up before. When that actual surge of desire and that burning lust comes in a person, at that time you can't, no nasihat helps that person at that time. Whatever it is, if you build it from before, you will control it easily. So that is what Hazrat is speaking of. Mujhe jeene ka sahara chahiye. I need the support in my life that will take me through life safely and comfortably. And this is what a person has to do to acquire that love of Allah. Ilm is also necessary. Taqwa is also necessary. And that love of Allah, that will help a person. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Which is this love? Not any other love. Not love of dunya. Not love of haram things. But gham tumhara, the love of Allah Ta'ala. My heart, your love, O Allah. Allah's love is the greatest thing. Whatever love there is in the world, and there is a lot of love in the world, all the mothers in the world, how much don't they love their babies, their children, animals, how don't they love their little ones, how they fight to protect them. It is all because of love. Lot of love. All this is not one speck of the love of Allah. Allah has given them that love. And Allah's love, what is that? So if you get the love of Allah, and the place of this love is the heart of a human. That is the palace of Allah. That is the place of Allah's love. If you have a house and somebody else occupies it, how mad don't you become? Whatever you can by law, or if the law doesn't help you, you go, you use your tough tactics to try and get the person out. Why is he in my house? This is Allah's house. And we have voluntarily put all others in the house of Allah. Which Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah Sahib Ilahabadi, and one ajeeb point, Maulana Iqbal Patel, who was with us, and we learned a lot from him, and his sheikh was Maulana Ahmad Abrar Ahmad Dulyawi Rahmatullah Ali. He stayed two and a half years in the company of Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib Ilahabadi, who is also the sheikh of Hazrat Maulana Qamar al-Zamah Sahib. Many points, but one particular point, Abrar Ahmed Sahib stayed 2.5 years there. So on one occasion, he told him, go and do some work. And he didn't understand what was the work. What he told, he did not understand. And he had so much of rob, so much of people feared him, he couldn't ask also, Hazrat, what did you say? That I told you, and he was not understanding, he couldn't ask also. So he just went away. Now he doesn't know what to do. And time is passing now. So Maulana Wasiullah Sahib called for him. Where are you? I told, send you for some work. And then he told him, if you didn't understand, then you're staying here so long. Then what is this? First he told him that if you're not responding and doing the work I told you, then you haven't become obedient so far. You are staying so long and you're not obedient. You are not doing the work. And if you haven't understood, then you have stayed here so long and you haven't still understood my mizaj, this ghaflat, unmindfulness. Why don't you understand what I'm trying to say? So then now he didn't know what to say in answer. So after some time he told Hazrat, Bataqadai Bashariyat, human weakness. So then he called him, and Hazrat had this habit that his murids, he should use his hands also on his murids. So he gave him a few shots here on his forehead. And he says, you don't say Bataqaza in Afsaniyat. You're saying still Bataqaza Bashariyat. So in this way, treated him. So this is that, how to pay attention, to understand the mizaj of a person. And even if he did not speak, he was testing him. He didn't tell him clear instructions, and he wanted to test him. So anyway, to go through life, a person needs this great love of Allah Ta'ala. Then he will pass through things very, very easily. And this heart, so Hazrat Mashaa Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he, from this ayat of the Quran Sharif, that innal muluka idha dakhalu qaryatan, when kings overpower other countries and they conquer countries, when they enter the countries they have conquered, afsaduha, they cause destruction. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّ, and those who are very prominent people, they subdue them. That is, now they have conquered the country, the previous king, ruler, ministers, they can fight back against me. So those people, they put them in jail, or they kill them, execute them, so there's no, there can't be any chance of them fighting again against me. So he says that when Allah conquers the heart, then all Allah's opposition, sin, pride, or jealousy, hatred, Allah subdues them all. Allah takes them out of that heart. Allah has conquered that heart. So the heart is that place that when Allah comes in, then all other evil goes out. Allah destroys them. Allah does not allow his opposition now in that heart. So if we develop this love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in that heart, and all your desires of sin also, and all evil, pride, jealousy, lust, all that Allah will take it out from that heart. So there is a very easy way of islah. So the gham tumhara, your love, O Allah, dil hamara, and it must be our heart that we show our love. Behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, I'm seeking the shores of the sea of love. And in another place, Allah Hazrat has said, Behre ulfat ka koi kinara nahi. The sea of love has got no shore. In other words, I must carry on, and the shore doesn't come. Your love just carries on. This is another very great thing. Ibadat a person can make. How much ibadat can he make? Then it's a limit. He is tired. He's human after all. How much is he going to read Quran Sharif? How much namaz is he going to make? Nafil. He'll get tired. But love is that. There's no end to it. And you can carry on and on with this love and Allah's love. Dunya's love, some fight takes place. How many marriages, everything turns so bitter. End up in divorce. End up in court. And what dirty linen is taken out. How they accuse one another. One time there was love, but Allah's love is not like that. It just carries on and on. Sir Hamara Dar Tumhara Chahiye. It must be our head, O Allah, and your threshold, O Allah. That I put my head at your threshold. What greater thing is there? And I just give my love to you, O Allah Ta'ala. Ghamme bas unka pukara chahiye. And in this love, call only on Allah Ta'ala. Return your heart fully and only to Allah Ta'ala. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye. When Allah is there for you, which other support you need? And this is also a very great lesson. Conditions, halat, test comes upon every person. Whether it's in finance, whether it's in health, whether it's in fights and arguments, whatever, some work not getting done, whatever it is. So in all those things, and sometimes fearful conditions come on a person. Sometimes you might get some threatening call. And sometimes people may be after your life, whatever difficult conditions. If a person has got Allah Ta'ala, وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. The people will put fear in you with all other things besides Allah. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. If you didn't get Allah, you'll have no guide, no guide. You'll be lost just one little bit and you'll fear. But if you got Allah, and in front, alayhisallahu bikafin abda, is not Allah enough for his banda? Allah is enough for you, there is no doubt. And so Allah is asking, isn't Allah enough for you? Allah is definitely enough for you, if you have found Allah. If you haven't found Allah, then any small thing is a storm in a teacup. Small matter, you blow it out of proportion. You make it a big problem. If you have got Allah, the biggest problem, you bypass it. You hardly notice that problem. So the thing is, find Allah Ta'ala. Whatever difficult conditions. One time, Maulana Muhammad Saliji, Gora Saliji of Durban, he was traveling with Hadraji and them in Malawi. And everywhere, missionaries have built their churches, and it burns a person in the Muslim, 100% Muslim area. They put a church there. They put a bar there. So he told Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab. So Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab, Padanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, said, haven't we got Allah? Allah is there for us. All the missionaries can do their work, but Allah is there. But we build our contact with Allah. That is what is there. You have your contact with Allah, then see how Allah will be there for you. Lazzate faryad tufanu mein hai. There is another very important thing for us to know, that the enjoyment of crying to Allah Ta'ala is in problems. Many people, we want the problem to be sorted out, then we'll get up for tahajjud. Then we'll make dua. Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to give this beautiful example. The camel driver brings his camels in the desert to an oasis where there's a well, there's water. Now the camels are going to drink. The person in charge of taking out the water from the well has got his machinery system. A big wheel with drums on it. They go into the well, they pick up the water and throw it into a pond. And now these drums make a noise as they are going round. And the camels cannot drink water when there is noise. So the camel driver tells him, stop your machine in this noise, my camels can't drink water. And camels drink a lot of water when they drink. So he says, if I stop my machine, your camels won't get water to drink. Because then they'll have to drink in the noise. So this is the important thing. In all the noise of the world, the problems, the ups and downs, the difficulties, in that make Allah's ibadat and turn to Him. We catching the cat by the tail. And we want the problems to be sorted out. Then we'll turn to Allah. Then I'll make my namaz properly. I'll get up for tahajjud. I'll make tilawat. I'll make zikr. No, at the time of problem is to turn to Allah Ta'ala. That is the time that you turn fully to, and the enjoyment is at that time. When you are heart sore, when you are desperate, you've got a big problem, your child is so sick, or big financial problem. At that time, really, a person who turns and cries to Allah, see how Allah Ta'ala will help that person. And when you see that help of Allah openly with your eyes, then your yaqeen will grow. But we want everything to be sorted out, smooth going, everything is at ease, then we'll make dua. No. Lazzat-e-faryad, tufanu mein hai. The enjoyment of crying to Allah Ta'ala is when the problems are there. That time a person cries to Allah. Kaun kehta hai ke kinara chahiye? Who says that you must be on the shore, peaceful, good conditions? Would not, that is not there. The truth is, in your problems, you turn to Allah Ta'ala. And that is also if you build that love of Allah. And now when your problems come, you will be able to turn. If you didn't build the love of Allah, now you are depressed. Now you're not even making farz namaz. Now you are not doing anything. You are lazy in everything. But if you build that love, you will turn to Allah Ta'ala. Hasil sahil, mujhe tufaan mein hai. All the sum total of what is in peace conditions. Hazrat says, I get that, this person who has got Allah's love, you get that in the storms. You get that in the problem. What people are looking for, very peaceful life, nice, beautiful, comfortable house, everything going smoothly, how we want it to go. All that what they get there, I get it when I'm crying to Allah in my problems. That is where I get all that. Tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. In that you see the jalwa of Allah. That how Allah's rahmat comes. How Allah Ta'ala, what difficult conditions and how He changed them. You see the sifat of Allah, the jalwa of Allah. You see the sifat of Allah openly with your eyes. You see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala openly with your eyes. Apne aahon se dare jana pe meer. Dare jana pe meer. And what is this? Your ah. Take them out and let them go to Allah Ta'ala. And remember that ah of the banda, it goes directly to Allah Ta'ala. Nothing can block that. When a person has got these problems, then Allah has given, you don't need all technology to make connection here, there. Allah has given you the technology of your heart where you make connection directly with the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. For la ilaha illallah, when a person says it sincerely, laysa laha hijab dun Allah. Nothing can block that la ilaha illallah. It goes straight to Allah Ta'ala. And the arsh of Allah it goes, which is the big storehouse of all things in the world. Whatever is in the world, that is the storeroom. So you make that contact and then see for yourself how Allah Ta'ala's help come. Apni bigri ka sawara chahiye. What you have destroyed and spoiled, your sin and your evil, and what wrong you have done, this you have to correct. And how do you correct it? Allah has given everyone, not today, not that you were born BC before computers, and now you don't understand computers, you were born BC. You don't understand. No, Allah gave us this connection 1400 years since mankind came. And Allah gave it to us through our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most modern technology. And that technology that will take you so far. My Shaheen was saying he's working there, IT, and they want him to do things in less than a second also. Connections must be made everywhere. Yeah, you won't get it right. But with Allah Ta'ala, that connection is faster than even in a second. Before you think also of pressing a button, the result has come already. Your reply has come already. Your return has come already. So this is that when you make that connection, just learn, like you got a computer but you don't know how to use it. It's lying in your house. You could have done so much of work. You could have done so much business on it. What and what you couldn't have, but you didn't learn. We got the biggest technology with Allah Ta'ala, but we're not using it. If you just learn it, learn to use this technology with Allah Ta'ala, and there is no doubt you'll make mountains move from their place. You can turn the world upside down if we build this. Look at Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They also face, what odds didn't they face? Don't think only today the enemies are so hard against us. That time it was much more worse. Eh? But look how he changed the whole world. Those very Sahaba who could not do without idol worship, so ingrained in them before, days of ignorance, and what are the evil? Change them not only into human beings, into farishtas. Jo khud be raah the, those people who are far off the road, dusro ke rehbar ban gaye. They became the guides of others who were so misguided. They became the guides of, this was that connection with Allah Ta'ala. We haven't understand the power and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. We can understand the computer can do this, this program can do this, you know this formula, you know that function key, you know this. But what Allah, we haven't understood. And Allah has given it free of charge to everyone. It is just to learn it. Par har dam fida ho meri jaan. And what is this? That each moment, O Allah, I be sacrificed for you. Which Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali said, Nisbat usi ka naam hai, nisbat usi ka naam hai, ki unki ghali se aap nikalne na paaye. What is nisbat? Connection with Allah Ta'ala? That even if you try to forget Allah, you can't forget Him. Even when you feel, Hadrat says that sometimes you think, oh, now I made too much ibadat too long. Let me go commit some guna now and just enjoy myself. You won't be able to. You will just be stopped all the time. Allah will be there all the time. You won't be able. So if you got that connection, this is to build it. And then to give up guna. In today's world, how many people, how many phone calls are coming home? How many wives are complaining? Find my husband's cell phone, this message. Involved with this person, involved with that person. How many complaints are coming? Temptations are so much. If we don't build the love of Allah, a person will be overpowered. The temptations are so great and the whole world is going into, like, worse than the tsunami. Is this a tsunami of sin and evil and temptation? And if a person hasn't got connection, and we don't make some effort on ourselves, at least trying to come to majlis, a little bit connection, a masjid and that, a person will get swiped off his feet in these times. The evil is from all four, not all four sides, all six sides. And even more than that. So if a person doesn't build this connection with Allah, and if he builds it, this whole fitna also, nothing will affect him. What a cell phone, he'll have whole life, he'll use it, but not 1 minute he'll look at any evil on there. And when he'll delete, some messages will still come, evil messages. He won't even look at it. It won't interest him at all. Whatever emails can come of filth and dirt, he won't even open them. He won't even look at them. This is when you build, if you build. If not, then shaitan's like, just let me see. And there you slip. And the minute you start slipping, you just carry on slipping. Then when you realize you have lost your family, you have lost your health, you have lost your health, you have lost your iman, you have lost your akhirat. Everything you have lost if you are not careful. So it is so important that a person builds this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then all this fitna, it can be the Jewish fitna protocols, it can be think tanks, it can be what they do. Many people that we must be informed, and we must inform the public what their planning is and how they are attacking our youth. The simple answer is to stick to deen. Make your connection. You don't have to know all what they are planning against us. What they're doing on the TV, on the internet, and all the technical terms. This is how they're coming. That is what they are doing. If we just can stick to Allah Ta'ala, and for that the love and Allah's love is lovable. And youngsters love God the most. They are attacked with love. Just turn and also remember that in true tasawwuf, in correct tasawwuf, there is no izala, there is imala. That is this love. Don't destroy that love what they got. They got a big capital, the youngsters, the youth. Just change the direction. Instead of on lust and filth and dirt, turn it to Allah Ta'ala. Turn it to deen. A person has got pride in him, don't destroy that pride. Turn it the pride of deen, that my Islam and that. A person has got anger, don't remove his anger. Turn it now that he becomes angry on those who break the commands of Allah. He doesn't become angry for his personal things. He doesn't become angry because of loss of dunya, that my son is not making namaz, my son is shaving his beard, my daughter is, now your anger comes out there. And channel it also in the right way. So izala is not maqsood, imala is maqsood. Don't remove the thing, put it in the right direction. If your car, don't take out the battery that you mustn't make an accident. No, leave your battery, leave your petrol, your car must move, but control it. Put it in the right direction, drive it in the correct way. Don't say now too much accidents, taking out my battery, not filling petrol, just leave my car in the garage. No, use your car, but use it in the right way. غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے. And I must not have any worry of anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. Let the world say what they want to. أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاُولَىٰ الْحُمَقَىٰ. No, I won't leave the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will follow my sunnah. I will follow my deen. No matter what the world tells me, I will follow my deen. دَسْتْ بَكُشَىٰ جَانِبِ زَمْبِيلِ مَا. And when a person asks Allah Ta'ala, he will find that your hands, when you lift them to Allah, your lap is too small, your basket is too small. How much Allah is putting? Now my basket is too small. You just lift your hands, build this connection, and see that how, what Allah Ta'ala will bless you with. What ni'mats in your heart, like Allah will be putting all jalebi and mithai in your heart. What enjoyments you will get. And your basket will be too small. You won't be able to take how much Allah is giving you. When Allah's muhabbat will come, you won't, when your zikr, your zikr will be finished, but all your muraqabas you want to make have not yet been finished. I still know this muraqabah, that muraqabah, my, you want to make bayan, so many things you want to say, but now time is gone less. I'm getting tired, but there's still so much in my heart. How much in my heart? Allah will fill you with so much. میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے. In my head, what brains I need? Not brains of this dunya. That how to make some, what kind of aeroplanes and what kind of motor cars and what kind of a garden and what kind of a bathroom and what kind of a bedroom I must have? No, your love and connection with Allah Ta'ala. Today we use our brains, but for dunya we use it. When it comes to deen, then no, you get that brains that you use it for Allah. How to make connection with Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh, when he was passing away, all his friends, family, murids, all were reciting kalima, la ilaha illallah. He was just saying, Allah, Allah. They asked him, Hazrat, were you not reciting the kalima? He says, what if my breath have to come out on la ilaha? That there is no God and I die saying that. So I'm just saying, Allah, 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 that Allah is the one Allah. Same with Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah ali. His neighbor was a fire worshipper. And when he became ill, 70 years worshipping the fire, became very ill, neighbor. So Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah ali went and visited him. And when he visited him, spoke to him, he offered him Islam. He said that Islam, for three reasons, I can't accept Islam. One, if I remember them, one of them he said, that Muslims, they say they believe in life after death, but they don't prepare for life after death. Which commonly people, some reasons like that outward, many Christians, they say like George Bernard Shaw, he said Islam is the best religion, Muslims are the worst people. Our Mashayikh have explained, if that was the case, you become the best Muslim. You come in the best Islam and you become the best Muslim. Don't make that an excuse for you not to accept Islam. So a few things like that he said. Then he told him, see, whatever you are saying, but your fire worship, will that save you from Allah Ta'ala's punishment? And a person who reads kalima, you will get saved from Allah's punishment. This came in his mind. And then he told him, if I read kalima, will Allah save me? He said, yes. And he said, will you give me a certificate? He said, I'll give you a certificate, trusting on Allah and his iman. That hadith says that a person who reads kalima and dies will go straight. So he said, okay, he wrote it, and few friends who were present, they signed it also. He accepted iman. That night now, he passed away. Immediately after that, he passed away. Hassan Basri, rahmatullah, whole night ibadat, ya Allah. I gave him the certificate, I'm such a big sinner. What right I had to give him a certificate? Oh Allah, please, you keep my laj, you keep my respect and that. So when he fell asleep, he saw this person in his dream. That person said that Allah has given me what ni'mats I can't imagine. I haven't got words to say what Allah has given me. And he told him, here's your certificate back, I don't need it, and you're no more responsible for what you promised in there. In the morning when he woke up, to his utter surprise, the certificate was in his hand. That same certificate which he gave him, there were many other cases like this also. So this is that a person, what Allah gives, you cannot imagine. Mera sar ko tera sauda chahiye, akhtar khasta wadur uftada ko. Hazrat, in his humbleness, he says, me who is so weak and so humble, and I've got nothing by me, unke rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. I need the call of Allah's rahmat. When the call of Allah's rahmat come, even no matter how much you don't want to get up for tahajjud, you'll find yourself on a musalla. No matter you think that I slept last night or the mosquitoes were troubling me, I'm not getting up for fajr today. I'll make today qaza fajr. You won't be able to. When Allah's rahmat calls on you, when the knock of Allah's rahmat comes, then you'll just find yourself, you are up. And you are feeling fresh and you're not feeling even like groggy and your head is sore, nothing. But what you need is Allah's rahmat. And this was what Buzurgani Deen, that how they hardly sleep, but they are fresh all the time. They hardly eat, but they are strong all the time. That is when Allah's rahmat comes. May Allah give us the reality of this, and may Allah give our Shaykh a long life and his ulum and fuyuz. May Allah let us benefit, the whole ummah and all of mankind benefit from all of Hazrat's great teachings. We mentioned one sunnah, perhaps on Friday night, that after namaz we should sit a little while and farishtas make dua for you. Before namaz, as long as you are waiting for namaz, then you are counted in namaz. You get the sawab as though you are in namaz. So if sometimes the imam is a bit late or for some reason jamaat is delayed, we shouldn't feel offended also. As long as we are waiting, we're getting the sawab of being in namaz. And after namaz, as long as a person sits. So a few friends got little misunderstanding, and in fact it needs clarification. It's not after farz namaz. After you have finished all your namaz, and then if you sit a little while. After farz namaz and there is sunnat-e muakkada, that should be done first. Now, if there isn't sunnat-e muakkada, we sit after fajr, after asr, read tasbihat-e fatimi. But if there is sunnat-e muakkada, read that first. When you finished all your namaz, then don't just jump up and run away. It also shows that you just wanted to get away. But if you sit a little while, it shows you had attachment for namaz, for Allah Ta'ala, for masjid. So you sit, even no matter how long. So sitting after namaz, that is after reading our sunnats, nafils, etc. Then read something, whatever you want to read, your wazifas, whatever. As much time as you have got, it comes at the hadith, in the hadith that as long as your wuzu doesn't break, or you don't speak of dunya's things, the farishtas are making dua for you. Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, oh Allah forgive him, oh Allah have mercy on him. So you get the farishtas duas. From that, a thought came, and I want the help of our friends, especially the ulama, that if we can compile all those where we get the du'as of the farishtas. Like one is after Fajr and after Maghrib. A person who reads three times, A'udhu Billahi Sami'il Alim, Minash Shaitanir Rajim, and then one time, the last three ayats of Suratul Hashar. Then 70,000 farishtas make du'a for you. If you read it after Fajr, till Maghrib. If you read it after Maghrib, tell Fajr. So you get the du'as of 70,000 farishtas. A person who goes and visit a sick person, from whichever time you went, then from that time till, if it is in the day, till Maghrib time, 70,000 farishtas make du'a for you. If you read it after Maghrib, then tell, if you go and visit somebody at night, then till Fajr time, 70,000 farishtas make du'a for you. So that is also one occasion. A person, when he starts his wudu, and he says Bismillah when he starts, then as long as his wudu remains, farishtas are busy making dua for you. So there are these various occasions, and if the other brothers who remember any other occasion, when farishtas make dua for you, then we can prepare one nice little pamphlet on this, that how a person can get the duas of the farishtas. We all, mashallah, this is one sunnah which is quite a bit alive. Whenever we meet one another, even if we don't make salam, but dua we say, you must make dua for me. Many times we forget the salam, or other people we say just khuda hafiz or something, but dua we don't forget. And it is sunnah also. To ask one another for dua is a sunnah also. So we can get the duas of the farishtas. And up to 70,000 farishtas duas we can be getting all the time. And farishtas duas are 100% mustajab. Our duas, inshallah, Allah is most kind. He'll accept our duas. But farishtas, there is no doubt that their duas are mustajab. So anyone who knows of any other hadith, because it doesn't always come to mind, then inshallah we can put it all at one place, that where we can, how we can get the duas of the farishtas at various occasions. Also, one other is when Khatme Quran takes place. Then also the farishtas, up to the two different riwayats, one is 3,000 farishtas attend that occasion. And there is another riwayat, 4,000, and one other one also. They attend those occasions and they make dua. And various other occasions also where they make dua for us. So if we can put it all together, inshallah. Yeah, we read. Mareez ki yadat or jadid signs, which is a sunnah to visit the sick person, the ill person. And what modern science has got to say with visiting the ill person. Ek sahib farmane lage, main bimar tha. One person said, I was sick. Chunke diyare ghair mein tha, I was in a foreign country, not in our Muslim country. Isliye pareshan tha. I was very worried. I was sick and no family, no one, I'm in a foreign country. Lekin kuch dino baad dost ahbab ko pata chala. After a few days, my few friends that I had, they came to know. Iyadat karne aaye. They came and visit me. Is tarah dusre dosto ko pata chala. Other friends also then came to know. Wo bhi aaye. They also came and visit. Aista aista, meri sehat achhi hoti gayi. While they're visiting, my health started becoming better. Main bahut jald sehat yaab ho gaya. Very soon, I became healthy. My health was restored. Is waqt, Mahirin and nafsiyat is par zor de rahe. At this time, psychologists are putting a lot of stress ke apni marizo ka ilaj iyadat ke zariye kare. They treat your sick people by visiting them. That is a great moral support to that person. When we get visitors, and in the how Islam is taught, the adab and the etiquette has been taught in the hadith when we go and visit a person. Visit him in that way and give him duas. This is a much more than medicine and treatment. This helps him to get better. That psychological effect on a person. Kyunki tumhari iyadat mareez ko sehat yaab kar deti hai. By your visiting the sick person, it gives him health. The method of American Kennedy Hospital. The American Kennedy Hospital. Ek sahib ilaj ke gharaz se wahan tashreef le gaye. One person for his treatment went to this hospital, American Kennedy Hospital, which is in America. Farmane lage ke roz aana do bar, har mareez ke paas, unke padri, hasmukh aur mahir e nafsiyat aate hai. He says, every day I saw that the priest and the psychologist coming in a very, very smiling way, in a very cheerful way. They come and meet the patients. Mareez ke ahwal poochte hain, tasalli dete hain. How are you? Then they give them comfort, don't worry, you'll get better. And in their way, they were priests, God will give you health, etc. Sihat ki dua karte hain, and then they pray for him. Aur phir dusre mareez ke paas jaate, which we know they do this in the hospitals. Maine jab ye halat dekhi, to hairan hua. That person said, when I saw this, I was amazed. Aur sochne laga ke Islam kis tarah musalmanon ki iyadat ka hukam deta hai. Islam orders that visit the sick people. This is a very great command of Islam. But unfortunately, these things we have given up. Our things, other people have taken over. Which Dr. Mayat of Petersburg says that one time a white man, non-Muslim man, ate at his place. After eating, he told him, "Tell your wife, thank you, I appreciate it." She got a shock. She said, "Such great, great people, ulama, came to our house. Never did anyone tell me thank you." This was our thing, which they have taken. That Arab Muslim girl who was working in a supermarket in France, and a girl with a niqab was in her line when she came, and she told her, "We have got enough problems, you're adding to our problems." She lifted her niqab, and she was a French woman, a white woman, blue-eyed woman, French woman, and she told her, "You sold your religion, we bought your religion." So what our things are, we today, the other people have taken it. If we understand what our deen has given us, and we bring it into our lives. In France, quite a few places where we made namaz, masjids, musallas, over half were reverts. And from head to toe, you could see Islam in their lives. With the family we were, we stayed at the place, had meals, and she saw the woman also, properly Islam in their lives. And our condition, how many Arabs there are, other people, but you don't see sign of Islam, not one bit in their lives. Not in their person, not in their homes, not in their lives. But these people observe Islam properly. And in fact, the reason why the niqab has been banned in France is not for born Muslims, but for the revert Muslims. And these are very big professionals, but they practice Islam. So this is what is required to practice Islam. Many is American hospital mein mushahada ki aadat karne walon ki wajah se har mareez ki koshish yahi hoti thi ki main usi hospital mein ilaaj karaun. He says because of this treatment that they got here, that is visitors that were coming, everyone wished to go there, and they were getting quick health from there. Kyunki wahan ki mareez jald sehat yab hote the. They used to become healthy again, recover their health. New York ke hospitalon mein ek ajeeb mushahada kiya gaya. In the hospitals of New York, one very strange thing was witnessed. Wo mareez jo hospitalon mein tanha pare rehte the, unko behtareen ilaaj aur nigehdaash ke bawajood puri tarah fayda nahi ho raha tha. Those patients that were just on their own, isolated, and there were no visitors, no one, just on their own, in spite of very good treatment and everything, but they were not getting better. Jin mareezon ko milne wale aur bimar pursi karne wale aate rehte the, unme tandurusti ki raftar dusron se behtar paayi gayi. And those who were getting visitors, and they were making dua, sitting by them, visiting them, they were getting much more quicker, better. In mushahadat ke baad, New York ki padriyon ne hospitalon mein jana shuru kar diya. After they witnessed this, the priest started visiting the hospitals, doing hospital visits also. Wo mareezon se milte, unki bimaron ke bare mein guftagu karte, aur aakhir mein unke saath milkar unki sehat yabi ke liye dua karte. They should meet with the patients, speak to them, etc., and finally pray for them, make dua for them, pray for them. Padriyon se tawajjuh paane wale aksar la ilaj mareez bhi shifa yab hone lage. The priest, because of them meeting these, those who were written off that they won't get better, they also started getting better. It wasn't because of the priest or their prayers, it is because of the meeting, the visiting of the sick. Amriki Risala, Reader's Digest, ne is masala ko ruhaniyat se tabir kiya. The Reader's Digest, and we should not be fooled by reading Reader's Digest, that's a very good magazine, etc. It is the strongest propagation organ of the Christians. And where they got lot of other things also which are of interest and everything. But there must be two, three stories where God helped a person, how he was completely desperate. And a big message of Christianity is given through that which you don't realize. So though for English language, for general knowledge, for many things, it looks like a very good. But in it, there is lot of sweet poison. We should be very careful of sweet poison. Lot of people come in a very fashionable way, very sweet way, but behind it there is poison only. Sugar-coated candy, inside there is all the evil. Lot of this is happening in our circles also, and even with the Christian, their missionaries and how they work. So anyway, in this Reader's Digest, uska kehna tha ki dua karne se unko faida hua. That by the prayers they got better. Actually, it's not the prayers, but it was this meeting which has come in the hadith. Haqeeqat ye hai ki mareez ka zehen pareshan hota hai. A sick person is desperate, he is in despair, he wants help. Woh apni bimari ke tafakkurat ki wajah se kisi bhi tarkeeb ko aazmane ko taiyar hota hai. Because of his illness, he'll try anything. What? And that also we know, there's also a wrong way of visiting. If you are at home, whoever comes is also telling you, this medicine is very good. This medicine, everyone is a doctor. And everyone is giving you medicine. That is also not right. And this person is desperate. So he try this also, he try that also. What and what won't he try? Akhbaron mein roz aise waqiat aate hain, jahan be aulad aurte raat ke andheri mein, qabristanon mein jaakar murdo ko ki haddiya nikal kar un par ghusl karti hai. Whatever, the woman who don't get children, and women who don't get children, most of them are very desperate to get a child. So he says in Pakistan, this comes every day in the newspaper. This woman goes to the Qabristan, they take out the bones of the dead people, and they bath on dead bones. They feel that, by that they will get children. And also, just imagine, this French Prime Minister, who was the previous one, who banned the hijab? He went to India on a tour with his wife. He hasn't got children. So his wife wants children, very desperate. And there was one, this Baba, who sits by the road and making like dua by some qabr or something. So it was famous there, if you go and he makes dua, you get children. So when they went there, he said, you can only come if she puts a niqab. So he said, impossible, I won't allow this. I banned it in my country. She said, I want children. And a man can rule a country, but he can't rule his wife. Wife will rule him. He'll rule the world also, but the wife will rule him. She put her niqab. And with them, they were big politicians. So the TV crew, all of them, and it came in the whole of India. On TV, in newspapers, media, that he bans the parda in his country. And yeah, he comes and he makes his wife wear parda. She was adamant she's going. So women will do anything when they want children. And anyone who is desperate in an illness, that is why they go to any amil. And whatever the amil tells them also they do. The worst things, which a person like that will never do. But when he's desperate like that, your child is sick, the parents also, they want help for, they can't see the child suffering. They do whatever anyone will tell them. They do all that. This also, if you haven't got your connection with ulama, with deen, and you didn't build the love of Allah, you'll do anything. But if you have got that, you'll just discard this. No, the shirkiyat and rusumat and this evil, nothing will affect you. You'll just not worry about. But if not, you'll fall prey to it. All your ibadat won't stop you. All your knowledge won't stop you. All your effort of deen won't stop you. And we see good maulvis, sufis, and tablighis, when these things come, they go to any amil, and whatever he tells them, they do all those things. How many go to sangomas, our good people? How many today, there are enough adverts of doctors, no? Herbal doctors. And who you will get shocked. How many of our good women, if you speak to them, you will be shocked at what the women go to them and what is happening. So, if you haven't built Allah's muhabbat and connection with Allah, the worst things will happen. And you won't even think anything about it. So they go and they go and bath on these bones. Ya hamsayo ke kisi kamsin bache ko qatl karke unke lash par behuda alfaz ke wazife padti hai. And sometimes it also happens, these women, they kill small children because they believe somebody showed them that if you do this, then on the dead body, they read stupid words. You read these words on the dead body, you'll get a child. They murder also. And then stupid kufr words they will read, but we must get a child. If iman is not made, ta'alluq is not made, a person does all these things. The worst things a person will do. اپنی بے اولاد یا بیماری کے اذیت کو ختم کرنے کے لیے وہ ہر بےہودہ اور خلاف شرع کام کرنے کو تیار ہوتی ہے. Just for children or for some illness, some in desperation, they will do any and everything. Islam نے مریض کی ذہنی کیفیت کو سب سے پہلے محسوس کیا. Islam has understood the psychological effect of a sick person, how he feels at that time. اس بارے میں ایسے مفید مشورے دیے جن سے مریض کے ذہن کو اطمینان اور سکون میسر ہوتا ہے. اینڈ اسلام از دا گریٹسٹ سائیکالوجی از نو ویئر ناٹ دا گریٹ اونلی سائیکالوجی از ان دین اینڈ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از نو گریٹسٹ سائیکالوجسٹ دین ہیم بٹ وی ڈونٹ ٹیک آل دس سو ان قرآن ان حدیث وی ہیو بین ٹاٹ دیٹ وین اے پرسن از سیک ٹو گیو دیٹ مائنڈ ٹو گیو اطمینان ایوری تھنگ ہیز بین گیون ٹو اس. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماتے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے فرمایا مسلمانوں کے مسلمان پر پانچ حقوق ہیں. There are five rights of a Muslim on a Muslim. سلام کا جواب دینا, when you make salam to reply. مریض کی عیادت کرنا, when he's ill to go and visit him. We have been given, but the trouble is that these common sense things are too common. When we only think which makes sense, when a psychologist says, and when we pay a big fee and we go to the, we've got an appointment with the top psychologist of the country, and we have to go there and we pay that money and everything, now that makes sense to us. But there is nothing more, and we don't have to know all the problems and the history of the problem and all. We need the solution, and Islam is given. And in the simple sunnat life, everything is included. But that unfortunately is too simple for us. That doesn't make sense to us. Janazo ke saath jana, to go with the janaza. That also, many of us must have experienced it. Just by the presence of so and so, we felt nice. In a janaza, somebody came, and this is Islam's command, that we are going to attend the janazas. Just by that presence, that person's worry and his sadness and his what he had, his sorrow, it becomes so much lighter. And just telling him few light words, Allah will forgive him. Allah give you sabr. That has got so much of effect on that person. Da'awat ka qabool karna. Somebody gives you da'awat within the limits of how happy that person gets. The person came to my house, he ate at my place. Chhink lene wale ka jawab dena. A person who has sneezed and he said Alhamdulillah to reply to his sneezing. Imam Muslim ne unhi se ek riwayat mein huqooq ke tadad 6 ginwaye. Imam Muslim rahmatullah ali in one narration has counted 6 rights of a Muslim. These 5 and the 6th one, apne musalman bhai ki khair khai karna. To always give duas, to wish your brother well. In all his matters, in anything, wish him well. He's going to the hospital, give him duas. Don't say, I won't see you anymore. I think there's our last meeting or something. No, give him duas. Even if the signs are 100% that he's not going to get better, but you give him, he's going to feel nice with that duas of yours. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on the sunnats. That is the important thing. Yeah, Hadhrat Ahmed Barakatum quotes from Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari, the relationship between a murid and a sheikh and how to benefit from tasawwuf. Muqaddar se mili jisko muhabbat ki farawani. A person who was fortunate and Allah put in his taqdeer a lot of love. That is the love. This is a basic requirement, basic ingredient for success, love of Allah. And how many of us we can't make enough dua for our sheikh who taught us this aspect, who taught us you need love in deen. And how to channel this love, how to develop this love. Hazrat is a master in this field. And Allah reward him that Hazrat traveled the world and has enlivened us. Otherwise, for all of us, deen was just some rituals, some strict laws deen was. That this is for us, this is haram, this is jais, this is najais, like that. And a person like that becomes brittle, and he breaks. And therefore, vast majority of the people who haven't got contact with deen, because they feel deen is just a set of rules, that this is halal, this is haram, this is jais, this is najais. No aspect of love. Whereas the very core of deen is this love. And these people who have understood this deen, they have brought it to us. May Allah give Hadrat lot of rewards for this. Uske haat se hui hai roshan shama'i imani. Usi ke haat se hoti hai roshan shama'i imani. That person who has been blessed with this great love of Allah, only through him does this light of iman become, does it light up? A person who has got only, he can be the greatest alim, but if he's only got all the time halal, haram, every time jais, najais, halal, haram, people stay away from such a person. But a person who shows affection, and if you see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's whole life, in teaching deen, he taught it with great love. Just for example, straightening the safs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking himself in the saf and rubbing the shoulder of a person, come little forward. Rubbing little in front, go little back, you are too much. How much of love Nabi sallallahu, that person who urinated in Masjid and Nabawi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him also all the love. That person who nobody wanted to keep him as a guest, when they came to Medina Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will keep him. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept him, then he relieved himself in the room of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he realized, what a terrible thing. I didn't go to the toilet where I relieved myself. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ran away in the middle of the night that I've done such a terrible thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cleaned it with his own hands. The hands of Nabuwwah, the hands of Risalat. Cleaning the filth and dirt of a kafir. He forgot his sword. And that time sword was your major, like your passport or like your cell phone. Your life is in your passport. Your life is in your cell phone. He came back. When he came, he found the room clean. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cleaned it. He accepted Iman. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't reprimand him or anything like this. But we, with anyone, how we take off. We don't know how to speak stuff. How our language is. Even with our close and dear ones, how rude we are. How vulgar we are. With your very dear ones also, we chase people away. And a person with love wins people. He wins the world. So this is that love, that how we will win people. Otherwise, with our actions, how we carry on. How many people complain that how we treat people, how we, this arrogance in us, this pride in us, how we don't speak right, and how the language we use. Your own wife complains, your own children complains. You don't know how to speak, you are so rude, and you insult me in front of other people. How many times all this is happening? And our nafs, when it is not in control, then in front of our, when our family comes, how we treat our wife in front of them. How we humiliate her, how many times. We take out her faults. Now all this, where can this be jais? Is this the akhlaq of a ummati? So these things are, so a person who got muhabbat, Allah lights the lamp of Islam through a person who has been blessed with lot of love. And those who want to be very strict and hard, and everything, even with the children, the family, namaz, clothing, etc., everything, we just want to shout and fight all the time. The iman doesn't spread with that. And deen doesn't spread, but with love and kindness, with that iman in Islam spreads. جس کے قلب پر اللہ تعالیٰ کی محبت غالب ہو جاتی ہے تو اس کی محبت کی فراوانی ہر جگہ نظر آتی ہے. On whose heart Allah's محبت overpowers, then his محبت, love, it also shows out everything. As I explained it very beautifully here, عبادات و ذکر کے حلاوت میں, then in your عبادت, that enjoyment, if Allah's love, if you have been blessed with love, in ذکر, احباب کی تربیت میں, in making the تربیت and guiding your friends, or على رؤوس المنابر, and even when you are on the minbar and you are busy making محبت بیان, this love of Allah will overpower. اس کی محبت کا جھنڈا لہ را جاتا ہے, the flag of Allah's محبت, you will be flagging it all the time. In other words, people will see all the time this great love, compassion, kindness, desire for hidayat of mankind. وَنِعْمَ مَا قَالَ جِگَرِ. Jigar Murad Abadi was a great poet. He was, whole life he drank beer, sharab, wine all the time. That's all different aspects of his life. But here Hazrat has quoted one poem of his. Mera kamale ishq bas itna hai e jigar. My perfection and completion of love that I have is only so much, addressing himself. Jigar, what is it? وہ مجھ پہ چھا گئے, میں زمانہ پہ چھا گیا. Allah Ta'ala came over me, I came over the whole people of the world. Everyone started loving me. Allah loved me. And that love was such a thing, when it was shown, made manifest, everyone started loving. I loved everyone. Everyone was loving me. This is the, and who was he? Allah, whole life. He was a great poet also. And the doctors told him, if you stop drinking, you'll die. If you drink, you'll live another 10 years. He said that, I can rather die, I won't drink anymore. And all this, he went to the Khanqah of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and he said, his friend who took him, that he's got a habit of drinking. Hazrat said, my rules are for the Khanqah, no liquor, but he can keep it in my house. When he wants to drink, he can go and take a tod there. Quietly, he can go and have a tod there, but Khanqah he can, but there he can go. And when he went, he didn't have a desire. Allah changed everything. So how they made tarbiyah? And we will tell you kafir or something. What you, but how they accommodated and with what love they warned the people, such people also. And he became such a buzurg that he became the means of hidayat for so many people. This is that love, when true love you win people. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with this love and ask of Allah this hardness and this strictness. That is not the way of Islam. We have got a wrong impression of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who comes and confesses, I committed adultery, he must be stoned to death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns his face another way. Another way. That if he makes tawbah on his own and he doesn't make a confession, now it's his matter with Allah ta'ala. So much of compassion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown. So this is that deen, show it to a, teach it with deen, with compassion and with love. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Achya Bayat also. Come forward, who is becoming Mashallah. MashaAllah. Razin. Rizan. Rizan is from Sri Lanka. MashaAllah. Very briefly, bayat is sunnat. What is for us is our spiritual reform. Like if a person is ill, he's got high blood, sugar, anything, he goes to doctor. So this is for that. Our spiritual diseases to treat them. And for that, the medicine that is prescribed generally is that we dress Islamically all the time. Unless for some reason we cannot. But then as soon as we can, we come into our Islamic dressing. But reading of Quran Sharif daily. Even one ruku, one page, whatever. And if we cannot read, to learn to read. And then 100 times La ilaha illallah and 100 times Allah. This we, and then keep contact. Come to the majlis regularly. If we could not come, make a phone call. If we keep on doing this, our treatment will keep on taking place, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be conscious of my islah, reformation at all times. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the Qadiriya, and the silsila of the Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs, of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, and rahat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious. Accept inshallah. So do those things regularly. Dress Islamically, Quran Sharif tilawat 100 times la ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. And keep contact, come regularly for the majlis, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.